98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and the best mix in the morning show, Friday edition now of The Daily Dish. And our Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Garner, Hollywood's next it couple. The two were spotted by TMZ photographers together on a beach in Malibu, California, along with a little girl who looked to be Bradley's daughter. Both of them have split from their partners relatively recently, and they were rumored to be hooking up back when they co-starred on the old action show Alias. Alyssa Milano may have had the coronavirus after all. She wrote on Instagram on Wednesday that she's tested positive for antibodies, even though she tested negative for COVID-19 three times back in the spring. Alyssa adds that our testing system is flawed and says she plans to donate plasma to help others suffering from the disease. When it rains, it pours. People are coming out of the woodwork to pile on embattled talk show host Ellen DeGeneres. The latest is a man who claims she bullied him when he was only 11 years old by calling him fat and stupid. Not only that, she took pleasure in his distress. Bren Gravelet claims that Ellen worked for his mother's recruitment agency when she was about 20. He recalls, quote, "I would dread going to my mom's office to see her after school or on a day if I was sick and Ellen was there. She would criticize my weight. I would try to do homework in the office. She'd call me stupid. She'd call me fat. She would criticize my clothes. The worst thing about it," Gravelet says, "was that when he was just a kid, quote, I was just a boy, and this was a grown woman who took pleasure in seeing me become visibly upset. I don't think there's any excuse for it. I was a defenseless kid. What could I have told her back?" he says. And Cameron Diaz recently told Goop.com creator and actor Gwyneth Paltrow why she decided to quit Hollywood. In an interview that was part of In Goop Health, The Sessions, the one-time Charlie's Angels star said, quote, "I just decided that I wanted different things out of my life. I had gone so hard for so long, working, making films, and it's such a grind. When you're making a movie, it's a perfect excuse. They own you. You're there for 12 hours a day for months on end, and you have no time for anything else." Cameron decided to give up filmmaking in 2014. Around the same time, she started dating Good Charlotte guitarist Benji Madden. The couple tied the knot in 2015 and now have a 7-month-old daughter, Radix. That's your Daily Dish for today on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix.